It's like the same thing, you know, your watch, once you buy it and you wear it, I mean, either the value could go up or go down, right?
Sure.
With the usage of it.
Yeah.
Same thing with shoes. The value could either go up or down, honestly. Yeah, even if you wear it, I mean, the value could still go for more.
Depending on the shoe.
Depending on the shoe, right. Some shoes, I'm not going to lie, you buy it and then once you wear it, it'll lose value. People will be like, why is it so expensive? But it's like, it's the same thing as like a watch, a car, pretty much anything valuable. It's just the way people look at it differently.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to the show, Malky.
Of course.
Appreciate it, dude.
Having me.
Tell me why someone would spend, like this guy, like our producer Enrique, why someone would spend $600 on a pair of shoes.
Why? To me, it's... It's like something you like, you know what I'm saying? If you really like something, you're going to pay that price.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at a design, like for example, let's just put it on like a designer piece.
Yeah.
You know, designer pieces, you know, they go up to like $600 to $1,000. If you really like
it. For some shoes?
Shoes are like anything.
Yeah.
Anything designer, right?
Yeah. I mean, I say the same thing about watches. Like I would spend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
on
something
a, on
like
a
that.
Two-tone, like Submariner Rolex or something like that. Exactly. 20 grand. Yeah.
Exactly. Something like that. To me, it's like, if you really like it, like you're going to put, save up for that, put it towards the shoe.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's honestly something personal, in my opinion.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions because that are always on my mind. Like why? So let's say you buy it, right? So like a watch, for example, like a watch doesn't really get messed up.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's on your wrist all day. You're not really doing a bunch of crazy stuff with it. But if you're wearing a $600 pair of shoes, that's crazy, man. You could get those messed up. I remember my friends used to walk around with like their pant legs, they had the hair ties on their pants to make sure they didn't get any blue, like any of their jeans or whatever. And then they would walk a certain way so they wouldn't crease their shoes.
Right.
Right. So you wouldn't get the creases. But like, dude, do you wear them every day or what do you do?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, again, it's like the same thing, you know, your watch, once you buy it and you wear it, I mean, either the value could go up or go down, right?
Sure.
With the usage of it.
Yeah.
Same thing with shoes. The value could either go up or down, honestly. Yeah. Even if you wear it, I mean, the value could still go for more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? After
depending on the shoe.
You said what?
Depending on the shoe.
Depending on the shoe. Yeah. Right. Some shoes, I'm not gonna lie, you buy it and then once you wear it, it'll lose value.
Yeah, you're done. So at that point, though, it's kind of like collectibles or whatever. That's pretty funny, dude.
I mean, like a lot of people say that. It's like a lot of shoes, like, you know.
Like you never take them out of the box. You never take them out of the plastic.
Yeah, people will be like, why is it so expensive? But it's like, it's the same thing as like a watch, a car, pretty much anything valuable. It's just the way people look at it differently.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When I was, do you remember when NFTs were a big thing? Do you remember artifacts here in Utah?
Artifacts?
Okay, so artifacts, they made it. Remember, they made an NFT. Are you familiar with NFTs?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got their NFT, but artifacts, Chris Lee, they're here in Utah. They just got, but they were acquired by Nike. Uh-huh. They would make this NFT, and it was a shoe. And if you bought the NFT, then you got the shoe. And they were like one of one, right? Oh, dude, you're good.
Sorry.
You're good, dude. But they were like, they were one of one. Artifacts made them. And bro, those shoes were going for like, Enrique, double check this for me. Artifacts. So RTFX or something like that. But their shoes were going for like 40 grand.
Yeah.
20 to 40K.
Was it like a specific shoe or?
It was a custom shoe, like that no one had ever seen before.
Hmm.
Like their shoe.
If I'm being honest, like I know what NFT kind of is, but I'm not too familiar. Like,
oh, okay. So you bought like the digital piece and it came with a physical shoe, but the shoe was only made one time.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it was crazy, dude. People were buying these and like I think they had some deal with a famous shoe designer. So it was like, but it was like one-on-one, like no one else would have that shoe. And every time the NFT sold, you would get the shoe would have to go with it. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
But like shoes are like NFTs though. That's why you'd be like, why do you have, like, why are they valuable? Well, it's just because of whoever has them, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's kind of different too. I mean, you said it's with a designer.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be a big piece.
Yeah. It's like that with shoes. Like for example, there's like, they do collabs with like Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Like the one I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
Those shoes go for way more than just a normal Nike Jordan
right,
that they release.
Right.
You get me?
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess, the different type of people they collab with or stuff like that.
What's the most expensive shoe you ever bought?
That I've ever bought for myself or like for my business?
Or both. For yourself and then for your business.
So for myself, I think the most expensive shoe I have right now is probably like some Off-White Fours.
Okay.
I think I spent $2,000 on them.
I just learned what Off-Whites are. Enrique has Off-Whites on.
Yeah, he has Off-Whites right now. And he got those from me.
Oh, right. Yeah. So what's the most expensive shoe you buy for your business? And you flip them, right? You buy them and then resell them. Well, so what did you buy for? What did you sell it for?
I'm trying to think. I've had a couple. I mean, I think the most expensive one that I have right now, I think I have it up for like $2,200. I still have it.
Good Gandhi.
Yeah.
What are they?
They're the Off-White Air Forces. They're called Off-White Air Force Brooklyns. They're like green.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. Do people wear, but like, would you actually go wear those to a club or to a party or something?
Like you'll see like, I mean, rappers, for example, there's a big thing for shoes with like rappers and like celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
Enrique, anybody, producer. Right? But more celebrities, like you're going to see them popping off with like, you know, Off-Whites, like different type of collabs.
Yeah.
You'll see them wearing them.
What's like the most popular shoe right now? What do a lot of celebs want? What do a lot of people want?
It's different. A lot of celebrities want to be different.
And that's, that's the thing. We have the, like the one of one or whatever, like one of 50 or whatever.
Yeah. There's not really a specific one, I think.
There's not one that's like more popular. Like this is what people always ask for. They always ask me for this one.
I mean, like if you're talking about like they're asking me in my store, I guess it's kind of different than what if it was like for, you know, what people are wearing.
Okay. What do people ask for in the store? Quite a bit.
Store. I mean, we got a lot of like Dunks are really popular.
Okay.
Probably one of our best sellers, Dunks.
How much are Dunks for?
Dunks we sell for around $2 to like $220.
Good depending. Night, dude.
Yeah. Holy God. But then there's also like the collab ones, like those right there. He's wearing, it's just like different price.
Yeah.
I guess. There's a lot. So it's like, they're all going to range different prices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Depending on collabs, colors,
design. So some colors go for more than other colors. So the same shoe can be different depending on the color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, not really though, because cars are like the same.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, cars would be like, or like Rolex is like blackface Rolex is a lot more expensive than a.
Yeah.
Then, or in like a two-tone is more expensive than
I mean, there's just so many.
What colors, do that? Cause that is white and black
or neutral like, colors. Yeah. Neutral colors are probably like the most popular sold.
Yeah.
But then again, there's those people that like to be different. So they go with like the more like different colors on the
shoe. Yeah. Kind of like edgy colors. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. Yeah. And so how did you start selling sneakers? And like, when did you think like, cause this is what you do full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just sell sneakers.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Is it online? You got a brick and mortar?
So I have a brick and mortar. I have two locations right now. My first location that I opened up was in the Provo Town Center Mall.
Okay.
I opened that one two and a half years ago. Almost three, actually.
Okay.
That one I opened up. I started off with like 50 pairs in that store. That's how I opened up.
Whoa, dude. Were you scared, bro? We're like, oh, shit.
Definitely nervous. I mean.
Yeah. Because you got to cover rent. Like the 50 pairs of shoes have to cover like salaries, rent.
Yeah.
Eating, all that stuff.
I mean, I didn't really know yet, to be honest. I grew up with my parents selling stuff. They have locations in the mall too. So I kind of grew up in that business mindset, I guess you could say. But I didn't really know like about that stuff, like rent, you know.
Yeah.
The taxes, everything that came with a business, right? Yeah. I was just going in there because my dad had a store right next to him that was just there. He wasn't using it. So we told
him. Oh, okay. So the first, that spot was your dad's. So you kind of moved into your dad's spot? Is that
also right? Like it's like a combined store.
Oh, I see.
It's, okay. It's together, but he only uses one side.
Right.
So with me selling shoes already, prior to that, I've been selling for like 6 months, six months or so. Just on like Instagram. I was selling on there And then, like I said, that opportunity came up. So I just took it. Like I said, not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Put up some just normal shelves. I think I have a video of it. I think it was like like 12 shelves.
Yeah.
Of like shoes. It's pretty crazy. We had a line outside. It wasn't that big. But to me, it was like, you know, pretty big.
Dude, people showed up to buy your shoes. Yeah, that's right. Crazy.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good grand opening, I guess. Went pretty well. You know, people came to me to sell from there on.
Oh, okay. So you're like a, what do they call that? Consignment store too?
No, that's kind of different.
Okay.
A consignment store is like where I sell the pairs for them. I just take a percentage. It's more of like a, you know, they have their shoes. They come to me to sell it, and I just sell it for more.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. But now, yeah, it went pretty well. Had that one open up for 7 months. It went so well that I opened up the Orem one 7 months later.
That's 7 months later?
Yeah.
And so, okay, so it sounds like in the first store, you didn't have to worry about like all the rent and stuff. Your dad was already kind of working there. Or did you pay your dad?
So we had to sign another contract, I guess, technically, because it was a different business.
Yeah.
So I was paying rent, but I was just paying my dad.
How much is rent in the mall?
In the Provo Mall, it's fairly cheap. I think at that time it was around like $1,200.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad, dude.
Which is really cheap now.
It's probably not from what I'm
now,
paying huh?
now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cheap from what I was paying.
Yeah.
I would just pay my dad just because I wasn't 18 yet. So
that's right about the story. So you're not even, when you open your first business and you start making money, you're not even.
No, I'm 16.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
And so 7 months later, you're like 17, you're like 16, 17, you have two stores.
So yeah, I just turned 17. So I opened up. My birthday's March 8th.
Okay.
I opened up March 20th.
So holy dude. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And you make it. And this is what's wild to me. The margins are good enough where you can do stuff like
right.
that. You can afford a space in the mall. Because like even then back, you know, like that's still not cheap. And like 50 pairs of shoes, I'm thinking like 50 pairs of shoes, if I sold them, I'd only
make. Yeah, and that's not even like, you know, I didn't even have like the good pairs that I have now, like the Off-Whites. I just had normal, regular, like. My most expensive shoe there was probably like $200.
Wow.
So I'm selling pairs for around $140, $150. And I'm buying them for like $100.
Where do you find the shoes to buy?
So I get them at retailers like Foot Locker. That's where I was getting them.
Okay.
So I could still make money off shoes. They would have drops and I would just go buy them, you know, before anybody else could.
Yeah.
And get as many as I can until the managers don't let me. Now I can't even like. Buy more than two pairs with a manager not telling me anything because they know really? Me.
Yeah, they know you now. And they're like, bro, you're gonna, but they can't sell them for more. Can they? They can't.
They're a retailer. So they sell pairs for retail. So even if I bought all of them, they're not making more or less money. They're making the exact thing if it was, it was somebody else walking in.
Right. But they don't want you to walk away with more because.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like then the I mean, customers.
So some managers will let me cause I was cool with them. But. Now they just hate resellers for some reason. I mean,
because
they're not making more.
Yeah, they're not making more money.
They're selling it for what like a normal customer would pay.
So. Yeah, so they're selling them for what a normal customer would pay, and then you got guys like you who are like, bro, I know somebody's gonna. Yeah, pay
I mean that's twice. my business. That's how I'm living. Like you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but people do.
Yeah,
because they can't find them and they can't you know.
Right.
So the demand is in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So people
and I'm being like I'm there when the drop happens.
Yeah.
You get me? So I'm first one in line to get him.
Yeah. Do you got managers on speed dial? You got like, hey bro, you got how many?
Not anymore. Not anymore. No.
No.
I used to, yeah.
You used to be like, bro, tell me what I'm sending my dog. He's gonna buy.
That's how it really used to be.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My mom used to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sell we would do like when the first Xbox came out, when the brand new Xbox came out, my mom made me buy like 10.
10 Xboxes?
Yeah. We would just like, I was at one and they let me buy like two or three or whatever. Cause this was back when, like before the limit one per customer, I'm pretty sure it's people like us that, that they made that limit one per customer.
So yeah, they do that now. Well,
or limit two or whatever.
Technically Foot Locker like still doesn't have a one limit. It's the manager that says to the employees that they can only sell one to like one per person.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's really
the manager. You ever get in any arguments? You're like, dog, I know I can take more.
I've had.
Like you're like, bro, two I can or take, three.
But I don't get into arguments because I know that they work there and, you know, I'm going to come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got to keep the relationship good. Yeah. You got to be like, all right.
Yeah.
You ever slip them something under the table? Don't worry about it.
I definitely have.
Be like, bro, I need five.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, some of the employees know. I mean, like, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. I mean, some of the employees still do that. I mean, they buy it and then they come sell it to me. Which I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's different. Yeah. Yeah, you just send. Yeah, my mom used to do that. She would send like five people in, get the same thing because it was like limited.
That's how it used to be. Yeah. So I would literally be there when they dropped the shoes. I'd walk out. I'd tell someone walking in the mall, just normal person. I'd be like, I give you 10, 20 bucks. Just go buy this pair. That's all you got to do. I give them the money to pay for it.
Dude, that's risky, bro. You ever have someone bounce?
No.
Really?
Because I'm outside.
Oh, you're watching them.
So I'm watching them. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, somebody could get a free pair of shoes, bro. Outrun you.
I mean, yeah, but like I'm there.
Yeah.
And I got like, you know, like five more people on me.
You got homies? Yeah. You got, okay. All right. Let's go, dude.
So I was like, I'm with people and I'm telling them, I'm paying them.
You're like, all right, here's 20 bucks in the money. And these are my friends.
Yeah. No, I wasn't even. I mean, I was like,
I know.
I was that's like a cute 17-year-old, you know.
Yeah.
They could honestly run if they could. Yeah.
But that's good though, dude. No one tried to run.
No.
That's cool. That's good for you, dude. That's crazy, bro.
That's fun. It was definitely fun.
What was the gnarliest, like that experience, like that, doing that, going and buying a shoe? Did you have any crazy ones? Did you like go on Black Friday or some crazy stuff?
So.
What was the craziest drop?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I mean, I've gone about like, I want to say maybe 30 pairs at most at one time.
Yeah.
Which but like bags.
But like crazy, like you fight, like getting any crazy altercations?
Oh, like that?
You bought 30 pairs of shoes. That's pretty gnarly. But yeah. But it's always been smooth. You're like, all right, dude, we're going in.
I mean, there's out, like, no, I mean, yeah, nothing crazy, crazy.
Damn it. Like, this is ridiculous. You buy stuff in Provo. Everybody's nice to you.
Yeah.
Nobody steals your money. Nobody beats you up for shoes.
I mean, people get mad at me
for
getting the shoes, but it's like, you're not there.
You'd be like, here's my car.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're not in line. They're not like working for it. Like, that's what I do. I'm working for it.
Right.
They get mad for coming like when they're closing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What? Like they're all gone. Yeah, like, they've been here all day.
I'm in the morning. I'm there in the morning.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. That does make sense. That checks out for Utah. Yeah. Bunch of lazy bastards.
Yeah. I mean, you just gotta be.
But fine. For real though, like you come, like I've had people, I worked retail for a little bit, and you have people like, this was released this morning. How is it all gone?
Right.
This was the hottest drop of the year.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? How'd you show up at 9, dude?
Yeah. I mean, like me and my homie, he owns another shop out here too. Like we used to just cook all the time. Cook as in like buying all the pairs.
Yeah.
Is what we say. He used to know the manager like pretty close. And so he would just tell him.
Yeah.
Manager's not there anymore, but he would just text him and then we would both go take them all. It was pretty cool.
Bro, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Dude, but that's just wild. Like, cause I'm thinking wild stories. Cause I remember when we bought the new, like when I was growing up, there was like a new new PlayStation. And like, it was like the craziest thing. Like we were camping outside of Walmart, like waiting to get in.
That was like last year. Was it? Yeah. When the PS5 came out?
Yeah, dude, everybody's camping out. Everybody wants it. And they were sending people out with like security back to their cars because we were carrying like this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I was also in a pretty ghetto part of the country. So
yeah, that one I didn't camp out for. I know a couple of people that did do that. And they came out with like 10 PS5s.
Yeah, and then they just go flip them on eBay.
Yeah. I mean, I resold them. I got them for retail, some of them, when I like on Best Buy. I just get a notification, PS5 restock. And then I click it, reserve it, and then I'll just go in the next day.
Yeah, that's cool. Walk out with it. That's cool. And then sell it on. Yeah, dude, because some people like they just miss them, right? And if it's you're the only one there.
Yeah, you're lucky. I mean, someone's like, yeah.
And back then, like at least when we were doing it, the across the country were different drops. So like when we lived, when we did this, I lived in Iowa and on the West Coast. they weren't getting the PS5 until like a week later. So they were like slowly rolling things out. Mm-hmm. And so like people on the West Coast would buy them from us because they could get it a week earlier than their homies. Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's how it is like with shoes too, I guess. Some of the shoes released like overseas. Like China. I mean, doesn't mean they're fake, but like they make them out there. They have retailers of Nike. They release them in China first before the US. And so we also have people that know that they can make money off that. So they'll tell us they have it.
Yeah.
And then they ship it out to us and we have it early.
Okay. Technically. Two questions.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between China drops and US drops? The same shoe. Are there any differences?
No. I mean, they're the same shoe. The box might look different.
Okay.
With like a, let's just say like the US has a white tag, China has a black tag.
Okay. And how do you tell if a shoe is fake? Have you ever come up to somebody? I've seen these YouTube videos where they're like, they're like, nah, dude, these are fake. You got ripped off. What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I get a fake in at least once a week in the store. So when people come to sell it to us, because that's what we do. We buy from people in store.
Yeah.
We've gotten some fakes in.
Yeah.
I've bought some fakes on accident.
God damn it.
Not everyone's perfect. So, I mean, I bought some. I know how to legit check. I don't want to say like 100% no.
Yeah.
But I know like.
But you know enough like.
More than
a normal. It'd have to be a really good fake is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean like, yeah. So I buy in one or two, I think. But yeah, we got some.
How did you find out they were fake?
I sold them and then the person came back and showed me proof. And then like the little details they saw and I saw them too. And then. It was just something that just passed through my head when I was buying it.
And do you just do the return then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would be fair.
If you can prove that you got a fake one. Yeah.
Because I want to sell, real shoes.
Right.
Technically, it's illegal and it's just not right. I mean, to me, it's like if I'm buying a fake shoe, no, saying like the owner saying that it's real.
Yeah.
It's like, I would want my money back,
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's crazy. What do you do with the fake shoes that you just
I keep them. I keep them in my closet. Just there.
It's illegal to sell fake shoes?
Yeah, I mean...
Even like on the secondary market?
I mean, you could sell them. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's like illegal. I mean,
illegal
to sell anything fake, I think, right?
I don't know. I got
counterfeits?
I got motherfuckers coming up with me with fake rollies all the time.
Exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. They don't call them fake, I guess. They call them what do they call them? Imitation? So they'll say like imitation Rolex?
I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
I asked the guy one time, I had him on my podcast, won't say the name. He showed me this thing and I was like, real Gucci? And he's like, no. Nah. I was like, because that's the Gucci logo. And he's like, that'd be way more expensive if it was real.
Yeah, I mean, like New York.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, like if you go to New York, like you got those people on the streets
offering. Yeah.
And I mean, they take you somewhere else for you to buy it. Right, because they don't want the police to find out.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, dude, that's cool.
I'm pretty sure something was illegal. I don't know.
You're probably right, dude. I don't know. We get people come up. We just have people like, you ever seen Hercules when the watchman comes up? That's what they do. They open their jacket, watchman.
Oh, like, that's what,
Which one do you want?
Yeah.
You want a sundial? Do you remember that? Yeah. Dude, wild stuff. So what made you, your parents owned a business.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty rad, dude, that you decided at 16 that you could... felt like you had enough going to be like, I can open up the store, pay rent, and then hustle.
Right. Like, my crazy. Parents initially, what they do is they sell Native American arts and crafts.
Okay.
My whole family does that. My mom, my uncle, my grandparents, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they wanted obviously us, like me, my aunts, my grandparents' daughters. I'm pretty sure they wanted us to continue that. So with me doing shoes, it's like they weren't really about it from the beginning.
Your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, they never heard of shoe, like a resale shoe.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure you would never think about spending that much money
on a shoe. Right. So yeah, they were never.
They're like shoes are utilities. Like they're like,
For me buying my first pair, my mom yelled at me because it was like $150, which like I said, was a lot at that time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's a lot at any time.
Yeah.
$150. That's crazy. Yeah.
But yeah,
how did you overcome that with them?
I made money. More money
was coming in. That's right, dude. Yeah, checks don't lie, bro. Money
doesn't lie. I remember my first, like, big, big paycheck. Someone bought like a couple pairs off me. It was like $500. I was like the happiest day of my life. Like that's the most I've ever seen in my bank account. It was like $500.
At that time.
Yeah. And so I showed my mom, and that's when I think something clicked in her, and she was like, dang, like, I guess you can make money off it.
Yeah. Parents doing that's a weird thing, right? Cause we think like the hate or not hate, but like the worry and like the, you know, the not for it, right?
Yeah.
That attitude is out of like hate or like, but what I've found a lot of times, it's like out of fear, right? Like,
yeah, I can agree.
Yeah. They don't want you to do something and then like fail and then like, ah, dang it. Like,
I mean, at the moment, obviously I didn't realize I wasn't with them because I didn't see what the consequences could be after.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes ignorance is bliss, man.
Yeah. Well, now I get it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I see where my mom was scared for me.
You'd be like, damn, bro. Like if you see somebody right now getting into like selling NFTs, you'd be like, ooh, I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, like, since it's new, I would understand. Like, you don't know what could happen.
Yeah, so. but now you're good. And that's what store. Do they still have their store in Provo? Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man.
They got one here. They got a couple. My grandpa owns the one in Provo. My grandma and grandpa own the one in Orem. We have some in Fashion Place, Sandy. We go all the way to Logan.
Dude, how are malls, by the way? It's like 1 year they're dead, and the next year they're popping. Like I was at. What's the one with the Legoland?
Fashion Place.
Fashion Place. Mm-hmm. I was at Fashion Place one Saturday, dude. It was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, dude. Like it reminded me of like when I was a kid and malls were just packed.
I mean, right now, like the most popular malls here in Utah is probably like Fashion and University, I would say.
Yeah.
Because that's the one with the most stores.
Oh, Fashion, University, City Creek?
City Creek, I mean... It gets busy, because that's pretty much the only mall kind of in Salt Lake County.
Yeah, so you have in Salt Lake, you have the one that everybody forgets about, that I'm forgetting about right now, Gateway.
Oh, Gateway.
City Creek.
I mean, I forgot about Gateway.
Farmington Station. Yeah.
Oh, there's a sneaker store out there, I think.
There's a what?
A sneaker store.
Is there? I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time.
Me neither. I've never gone to that, actually.
You've never gone to Farmington Station? It's actually... Okay, let me plug... they're okay, but they're fun in the wintertime because they put like an ice skating rink in the middle right there and then all their shops around. It's pretty cool. They turn it into like a little Christmas town. It's pretty dope.
I never go out to fun things like that.
What? You never... What? No. What do you do? You just work?
Work? Yeah.
What else?
I mean, like with my family.
Oh.
We never really go out. We just work. Cause in the, we work seasonal, right?
Yeah.
Seasonal are like our best times.
Yeah.
We got winter, summer. What else?
Fall, spring?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, right. You got like winter, Christmas, right? So those are the best time people are shopping.
Yeah.
Summer, back to school.
Yeah.
Back to school.
Yeah.
It's like our busiest. Other holidays like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Gifting holidays. I mean, with me and my parents too, right?
Right.
So they have stuff. So
that's cool. What do your parents sell?
Native American arts and crafts.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
But like arts and crafts, like blankets, paintings.
Blankets, ponchos, bracelets, jewelry, stuff like that.
Yeah. That's cool, everything. Dude. Yeah. That's dope, man. I lived in New Mexico for a little bit and got to see a lot of those cool things.
Yeah. They got a lot.
It's a really fun. Yeah. It's a really fun culture to be part of.
Yeah. Definitely.
There you go, bro. There you go, dude. That's what's the craziest university, bro? Nothing cool happens in Provo. You're not going to give me any cool story.
No,
so never got robbed. Never had a homeless guy come in there and try to use the bathroom and then end up walking out with a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I mean, like
nothing.
Years ago, right? Provo was like the best mall.
Yeah.
Years ago, I remember going as a kid with my family when they didn't have a store there. You know, that's where we would go every Sunday. Like it was. Pretty popping.
Whoa, Sunday. What'd you do at the mall on Sunday?
Just walk around.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool, dude.
But the family?
Now it's for old people, but whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people say that, right? Walkers. It's pretty dated. Yeah, dude. You know, I get that a lot. But we got, like, people that come in specifically, like, for us because they know we're there.
Yeah.
So they'll, like, walk in straight to our store. And not to brag.
Yeah, but you should.
Yeah.
How do you market for your brick-and-mortar store? I mean, obviously, you're in a good spot. But you go online, really, do you have an online shoe? You have an online store?
So I got Instagram. It's probably like our most used platform that we use.
Like as far as like an online shop?
Not shop.
Okay.
I don't have a website right now. I had one, but we're transitioning to a new POS system. So I'm just getting that up. Yeah, it's been down for like 2 months.
Your POS has been down for 2 months?
No, like our website.
Oh, you're okay. I was like, Jesus.
No.
Are you like doing cash, bro?
No, yeah. We don't really do too many online sales, to be honest. It's more of like in-store.
Yeah. Do you think online's part of the roadmap, though?
I mean...
You're like eBay?
No. So the only platforms we use is Instagram. We have a TikTok. We don't really post on it.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook, so anything, it's like sync with our Instagram. Yeah. So anything we post on Instagram goes to Facebook.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What are your growing plans? Are you just cool? Like you got, how many pairs of shoes you got in your store right now?
Close to like 700.
700?
700 to 800.
So you just have 700 or 800 pairs of shoes. Uh-huh. You're just cool selling however many you're selling, and then
I mean, like, we got like, not because not everyone comes from like our Instagram, Facebook, or anything like that, right?
Right.
People just walk by.
Yeah.
So
and they'll see shoes and
yeah. So I want to say like 40% of that is like just people walking by, and like 60% is like.
Do you think you'd ever go online? Do you think you'd ever try to?
I definitely want to.
Okay.
Right now, like, I'm like kind of like a solo team.
So
I don't really got like people like, you know.
Yeah, you don't have like people in the store. Okay.
Yeah, so I just got like employees. I mean, they're my friends, you know. They help me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that they don't.
Yeah.
Love them. They help me a lot, definitely. So, I mean, they're my team for sure, but it's not like I don't.
But you don't have like an online team.
Social media team, like our marketing team, I guess.
Marketing guy.
I don't got like people like that.
Wild, huh, dude?
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
So I'm trying to definitely get into that. Just like, it's a learning process for me, right?
Because
I didn't grow up, you know,
dude,
learning about all this stuff.
You go like Facebook Marketplace?
I used to sell in there.
Yeah,
before I had the stores.
Why don't you sell in there for the stores?
I don't really need to.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, like,
or like advertise that you'll buy them on Facebook. Do you ever go on Facebook to buy them?
I used to, yeah.
Now you're just like,
nah, you're just chilling. I mean, it's just like, it came to the point where people DM us on Instagram to sell.
Yeah.
And then, or they just come in because they know we buy.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you've
been there for a few years.
Yeah, we're one of the few sneaker stores here in Utah County. So it's like, they only have a minimum choice to go and sell.
Yeah.
Either sell it online and wait, or go directly into a store and get the money right there.
Yeah.
And
then, you negotiate on the shoes?
Definitely.
You're like, bro, I want like $20. You're like, dude.
I love negotiating.
Like,
Enrique knows. You can see him.
Bro, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's my favorite. I love winning. I love the feeling of winning.
Is that how you view negotiation then?
Yeah.
You're just like, you got the win, dude.
Yeah.
And you got
it. I mean, sometimes I'll take a loss, but it's like not really a big loss because I'm still making money.
Yeah. You'll make money. But
yeah,
you negotiate with people in the store on your shoes off the shelf?
Some people do.
Enrique. Damn it.
Yeah.
Enrique.
No, but I don't mind it. I mean,
yeah.
As long as I'm making money, like, you know, and I want people to have shoes. Like, I love shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to negotiate when I'm buying shoes too, right? For myself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if they're going to negotiate, I'm not going to be mad about it. Right.
Right. Yeah. You're going to play the game.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a game. Yeah. That's what I tell people, like in sales and negotiations and stuff like that. People get so frustrated. I'm like, bro, it's a game.
But then it's also like the part of having the ease of it there too.
Right.
Because you know, the only other place to buy shoes really is either going to a retail store, which you're never going to find those type of pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Retail shoes suck anyway.
Or online, which is like, you got to pay shipping. You got to pay extra fees plus taxes.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait.
Right.
So it's having that ease. And that's why I have that markup. And... you know, that's where I make my money, right?
Right.
So.
Right. Well, yeah, no.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. No, and it's good, though, because I've been in sales and marketing for like 10 years. That's why I asked you about online. I bet you could, I bet you could scale up online. Do you ever do trade? Like somebody bring in a pair of shoes, you'll tell, give them in-store credit, and then they walk away with the shoes or whatever?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so people bring it in. Some people do want in-store credit because they want something else, right?
Yeah.
That I have in store.
Do you
have trade? In-store credit, cool. I do a little bit more in-store credit than what I would offer cash. So it's
still right because you'll stay. Yeah. Because they'll stay here and buy with you.
Yeah.
I have 100%.
And then I just take their shoe and it's just like, it's basically that cash.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I'm giving them cash for it, but they got to use it in store.
So yeah. 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 100%. No, that's easy. They used to do that. And we used to do, we used to, yeah, show the customer we were giving them more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they would buy again. It's like that, yeah. I mean, it's pretty. It's like the same for everything, right? Yeah. You do that with cars. You right. can trade in a car, and they'll give you a little bit more credit for the car that you have
if you're buying one.
If you're buying it with them,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's like the best thing in the world. I used to be in the auto industry, and that was the best thing. Yeah, exactly. Is doing stuff like that, dude. Mm. Well, that's crazy, bro. So, what's the name of your store?
It's called Street and Kicks.
Street and Kicks.
Street and Kicks. Bro, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, because we also sell clothes.
Yeah.
Which we call it like streetwear.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your goals with the store though? Like, what do you want to get to? Like, what if you could have like if it was like your dream store? Man, maybe it is right now. Is it? Mm.
Not
like,
there
or like, but if not there yet. So what's your dream like?
I mean, I don't really have an end goal, right?
You're just gonna sell
I'm just gonna sell shoes, make it look as nice as possible. Like I don't know if you've seen one of the pretty sure it's like the biggest sneaker store, what they call it, the Urban Necessities.
I've heard of those guys, yeah.
It's out in Las Vegas. He's like the dad of like sneakers. So he was like the pretty much like the start.
Yeah.
Right. So he has like one of the biggest stores, like just shelves on shelves of shoes.
Yeah.
Right. And he runs consignment.
Okay.
So he sells for other people and he gets a percentage and that's how that's his profit. Right.
Right. Right.
So he's selling so many shoes, you know, every day. And it's just huge.
Right.
He has like a tattoo shop in there. He has a barber shop in there. He has an ice cream shop all in his store.
So he's kind of like one stop shop. Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy, dude. That's
cool. So, I mean, my goal, I mean, I guess is to get as big as possible, right? Like
yeah.
store-wise. Just have, make people happy, right? Getting shoes that they want or that they've always wanted.
Bro, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
And you don't have a website yet, but you will.
It's up. Get I mean, yeah. No, it's not up yet.
It's not
up. It's almost there.
Yeah. Oh, who's, yeah, you got, you're, someone's building it for you.
Me.
You're building it for you.
Again, yeah. yeah.
Again, dang, dude.
Solo.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
But again, I have my like my employees that help me out with like,
yeah, but yeah, but they
some
do,
small
they
stuff.
Do. Yeah.
They do as much as they can. So
no, dope, dude. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Well, thanks for joining me for an episode, bro. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, and everybody, we're at. So you're at University and
University in Provo Town Center Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. Well, thank you so much, man.
Sure, appreciate it.
Yeah.